show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Now let's see, I think all these cables are back in the right place. Crud! Where's the cable to connect?
Over there, in the media corner.
Oh, thanks.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. All the feedback from the geeks, too. This is the show for Monday, October 8th, 2007. I'm Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Lovely as ever. So did we check the voicemail or the answer machine when you got back to the Technorama home?
Oh, it was overloaded. Multiple overloads.
99 was blinking on it.
Yeah, that's about it. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. Mm-hmm. If this doesn't make any sense, go back one show and have a listen. Otherwise,
maybe not one,
maybe two or three. We've been busy. Even when we're on the road, we've been busy.
Yes.
My goodness. Of course, we go back at least to last week's regular show, our roundup show, and
go back into January and start from there.
Then you'll know what these people are talking about.
Yeah.
Because this is where they call in the listener line or write us some comments or just send us an audio clip like these fine people.
Hello, it's Charles from Arkansas.
Charles!
And I just thought I would start a new rumor for you.
Oh?
And my rumor is that...
Just what we need.
The reason Craig gives the binary high five at the end of the show is because he is, in reality, a Cyberdyne Systems Model 101 with hacked firmware and running Chuck Tomasi's special version of Gen 2 Linux. So work on that one for a while. Bye!
Gent.
So if you're from Cyberdyne Systems, it means you're from the same company that made the Terminator?
I am Cyberdyne. Hello. My name is Craig.
You could be the governor of California?
Yeah,
we were just out there. Would that be a good thing?
Yeah. I'll be back. Are you Sarah O'Connor?
Never mind.
Or would that mean you're the first in the line? Let's see. 101 is 5. Would you be the fifth Cylon?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, speaking of 101, how many times do we see 101 out in California?
Or 404.
Yeah, or 404.
Marv's room was 404.
Yep, and we all had to take a picture of it.
I'm still seeing 101s and 404s all over the place.
Well, speaking of which, I took Harrison to Home Depot the other day. On the first Saturday of each month, they have a kids' workshop where they put together models, usually of... One was a plane, one was a truck. And anyway, this was a truck, by the way, this time, and it was like a crayon truck. And you put it looks like a fire truck, but you put little crayons in the bed of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the side, and I went to put the stickers on it to decorate it, and it said fire truck number 101. It's like, I can't get rid of it. Ah.
So. All right, we got a ton of other voicemail to keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it.
Hey, Chuck, it's Norbert. I'm not going to be able to see you at the podcast expo, but I was listening to your latest listener feedback, and you said that lights are not turned off, they're switched off. Well, not necessarily. I have a lamp stand that has a rotating switch that you turn. So I turn those lights off, but then I also have a lamp where I just touch the lamp, and it turns off or gets brighter or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if you really want to be new, you touch the lamp off. So I don't know. Oh well. Talk to you later.
Or you can
fun at the expo. Bye.
Yeah, we had fun and we missed you.
Yeah.
Or you can do like the rednecks and just shoot the darn thing.
Hey, now you know what? I detest that remark. Oh my god.
Hey, I resemble that.
Yeah. No, you know I. I remember the first time I saw one of his lamps that you actually touch and it grounds the thing and it turns it off and changes the intensity. I always thought those things were cool, you know, and just kept wanting to touch it. And people were like, stop it. You know,
my mother-in-law's got that. The only problem is I'm trying to get out of the chair. I invariably touch the lamp.
If it's in the middle of the night, you're in trouble.
Hey, guys. Will the computer guy here.
Will!
Yeah, been a long time. this is day number 39 in a row since pistachio harvest started. 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Rather interesting. Fortunately, it only happens for about 2 months out of the year. Hey, I'm catching up on shows, and I heard about the Chuck and Craig, and I'm wondering if, since the F-bomb is banned on Winging It, you think we could use Chuckin' instead?
Ooh.
Anyway, hey, regarding Bruce's cryptic message, yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about either yet. I haven't had the brain power to divest or to divert to thinking about that problem. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. Have fun at PM&E, or however you say that. I just wanted to touch base with y'all. Have a great day. Bye.
Will the computer guys work log day number 62. I gotta get some sleep. that reference to day 39 may sound like
he's in solitary confinement in the IT server room.
Now we do say what the chuck around here, but take that for what it's worth.
Hey guys, it's Mark in Memphis.
Mark.
You're talking about showing your age by rewinding TiVos and turning off the lights and stuff like that. Then Craig said he was still using his Betamax with a wired remote. The really sad thing is, I believe him. See ya. Bye.
I thought he was going to say the really sad thing is, I've got one.
I know. I was just waiting for, I got one. Sitting on top of the TV. No. It's not true.
We didn't, well, I guess this wouldn't belong in the Computer History Museum, but we didn't see any Betamax or anything like that.
No, and, well...
It's a Computer History Museum, not really a Technology History Museum. Yeah. There's a lot of things, yeah. There's a lot of things that could have been in there.
The Video and Media History Museum is down the road.
Right.
That's where our shows are going to be one day.
We had a lot of work to put that special together, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we are. Hey, maybe we can start the Podcast History Museum. What do you think about that?
I'm processing that thought. Don't go anywhere with that. I mean, you may have something there. It's been 3 years and a lot has happened.
I better go hit GoDaddy real quick.
Podcasthistory.org or something?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Mark in Memphis.
Again.
Have you heard about the Daleks? They're trying a new approach.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill the humans just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
They've got this lotion in a bottle, and when you spritz it out on you, the little thing says, exfoliate, exfoliate. Bye.
And the bottle's shaped like a Dalek. It comes out the little...
And it comes out the plunger.
It gets out the plunger attachment.
Exfoliate.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
And then if it doesn't work, it starts saying, "You must see the doctor."
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Robert down San Antonio.
Hey.
Just to let you know, OCR is optical character recognition, not optical word recognition.
What?
All it has to do is to find the characters, not spell check the word.
Oh.
That would be the point of a different program. Have a good one. 101.
Did we screw something up somewhere about OCR?
I wouldn't buy it. I mean, I wouldn't put it past us. I wouldn't buy it.
Apparently, if we say anything, we're subject to retribution of some type. Yeah. So,
and even if we don't.
Okay, we'll buy that. Yep.
And even if we don't, we're subject to it as well.
No, I knew what OCR meant. And, you know, once you get it imported, then it's up to whatever program, let's say, Microsoft Word, to do the spell checking and whatnot on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done. Well, I don't use Microsoft Word anymore, but yes, you're right.
This must have been when you were talking about the that scanning service where you take a picture and mail it and it sends you back the text.
Oh, right. I can't remember the name
of it. That seems like a year ago we talked about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it was only like a month. But yeah, it feels like it's been forever. I can't remember. I have to search through my Gmail, but It was actually sent you back an image that looked like it was scanned. So if you sent, you took a color picture and you email it in, it looks like you scanned something, so it looks a little clearer, and it does OCR as well.
Okay.
This message is from Melinda. This is Wes calling from GoDaddy.com. And just calling to touch base with you regarding your renewals. The number here at GoDaddy, press extension 1. Thanks.
I have no idea where that message came from. I honestly don't know. I don't remember listening to it. Apparently, I ran it through Levelator. I don't remember doing that.
Wow.
So, Melinda, well, you better call GoDaddy account is about to expire. Who put that out there?
Yeah, and here you go. And everybody, thank you for listening. Expired midstream.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Will the computer guy driving on my way home, 8:45 at night. It's kind of appropriate that I call and touch base with y'all today. It's the 42nd day, day number 42 in a row for Harvest of working a 12-hour shift 7 days a week. And when y'all were out and visited at the plant, we saw truck number 42 with a load on the scales.
Yep.
Strange days. Anyway, I just want to let y'all know it was great having y'all out at the plant. Got to show you how technology is involved in a pistachio harvest. And anyway, I was listening to the show y'all did in the hotel room, and you have way too many people walking across your balcony. Anyway, yeah. Just wanted to say hi. Catch y'all later. Bye.
What was the guy's bag? I thought it said Estupido or something.
Yeah, he thought it said Estupido, and it was like something else.
Rapido.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes, because I have it's video I recorded on Ustream, because we were streaming in the middle of the day, and I went in and told everybody that was on Twitter and in the chat room, and we actually got a good little group together and was watching it. I think we had like 10 or 11 people watching. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, we were messing with the people that were walking by the balcony, like the cleaning people and whatnot, the maids. So it was a lot of fun. And I think there might be some blank audio at the beginning of that video, so kind of skip through a little bit, but it's not too bad.
The only reason we had the window open was for the lighting, because the camera was capturing the lighting coming in from the window. It wasn't bright enough to really lighten things up and make it look good on camera. Isn't that funny? Here we are doing an audio podcast concerned about lighting.
It's the changing of the tide in the media.
Wait, I'm going to make a post-it note and put that in the dummy's book for edition 2. Don't forget about lighting.
You know, hey, look at it this way. You know, it's the blending of technologies. We have video, audio. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, and then these people are walking by and they see these two geeks talking into microphones.
We just wave at them.
Wondering, are these guys FBI or something?
You know what? One of my friends wanted to do this one time. We were in a room, you know, we and him went to the beach together before school started, and we're watching TV, and we noticed people would walk by and they kind of glance in every time they walk by. It's like human nature, I guess. Well, he said what we ought to do is, like at a zoo, put a little sign in the corner that says Homo sapien, you know, like we're
do not tap on the glass.
Do not feed the Homo sapiens.
Guys, well, the computer guy, just listening to your California recap, and congratulations, Chuck, on being a co-author for the second edition of the podcast.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. I just wanted to tell you congrats, and it was really awesome meeting y'all, and I hope we get to do it again sometime, and maybe I can make it to one of those expo things that happen outside of the pistachio harvest. Anyway, take care, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Or you can come to Wisconsin when we're harvesting mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Highly scientific.
You know what? I'm surprised. We're kind of in a drought situation here, yet I still got mosquitoes. I'm like, where in the crap are they coming from? I have no idea.
We had 80-degree temperatures this past weekend. It was beautiful, but it's not. It was funny because my daughter said, remember in August when it was like 55 and raining, and you said, this is beautiful October weather? Here we are in October with beautiful August weather. What is going on? It's not global warming. It's global confusion.
I think we need Dean Haglund to actually relay some misinformation to Mulder. To find out.
Yeah, he's the guy with the exothermodynamic degree.
I like how, by the way, he wrote, what was the term for you were explaining how the mouse worked. What was the term?
Quadrature waveform output.
Yeah, he said quadrature waveform output. And then Dean goes, wait a minute, can I write that down?
He writes it down on a punch card and then forgot it in the room. We got to mail that to him.
You still got it? Did you save it?
I don't have the punch card, but I will email him the term. He forgot.
I was going to say, you should write it on a punch card and send it.
He was a great guy.
I mean, it was. And it was a little surreal carrying him back to the hotel. Well, not
carrying him?
Literally. What? You know, walking with it.
I didn't think so. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting used to this job, but it was like, it's Dean Haglund. He's just a cool guy. Here we are talking for, what was it, about a quarter mile walk in the beautiful Southern California sun, just chatting away, you know, how'd you get here and what'd you do there? And, you know, I expected you to whip out the H2 and start recording.
Yeah, well, let me rephrase what I was saying. It was a little surreal for me because I've watched him on TV and I never met him in person, yet he was so nice to walk to our hotel room with us, and we're just casually having this conversation, walking over the room. Not that I was actually starstruck, but I just thought it was a little, just seemed a little surreal, kind of cool in a way, you know?
I tend to forget these people are, you know, TV personalities or radio personalities or whatever. It's like, I'm talking to them just like we talk to dozens of other people now.
Oh, you're in TV?
Must be starting to...
You're in TV? Yeah. That's old media. Mm-hmm. You know what? Downstairs at work, there's a studio that they do some syndicated radio down there. And every time I walk by there and I look over there and I kind of wave at the guy, whoever's on the mic. And sometimes they wave back and I'm just thinking, you're old media. I'm not.
Can I borrow some of your equipment?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one of y'all want a podcast after this radio station goes under.
Do you still own podcastyourass.com?
I actually do.
We may do something with that someday.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Mark in Memphis. Okay, Craig. I'm tired of waiting. I am the fifth pylon. Just go ahead and put my picture up there.
Bye. What? I missed something.
He's calling you out.
Fifth Cylon?
FifthCylon.com.
Okay, all right.
You just said, get it over with. Put my picture up there. It's me.
Fine. You know what? Expect something this week. How about that?
This week in Cylon.
This week in Cylon. Twick.
Hey, Chuck, Craig. This is Marlon.
Marlon!
Hey, I love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Both ways you guys do it.
Both ways?
I like the way that you guys change it up every once in a while. So a couple of interviews in there. You guys are good interviewers.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So
I have. My vote is to keep on doing what you've been doing. I'm listening. I don't care about anybody else. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Later, guys. 101.
We were taking a straw poll last week to see who wants the interviews and specials to continue. And
Wait a minute. Take that, Darusha.
Be nice. Be nice. She can skip over them if she wants. I'm not going to,
And you know what? That's anybody's prerogative for any of this. And it really is. But
that's right. I mean, I've hit a bunch of podcasts where I go, I'm not getting into it this time. And, fast forward to the end.
Sometimes I'm like, am I really paying it? No, then just skip. But, and we do the interviews because we think they're kind of in line with what we're interested in talking to these people. And, we just think that, if you're listening to the show, we're talking about stuff that's interesting to us to begin with. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, people, places, things, it's all tech geek stuff that we're having fun with.
Hey, and in the same vein, if there's somebody that you want us to try and talk to, send us an email at
technorama@truckchat.com. Or did you want the sounder for that?
I would like your sister, who sounds better than you do.
Send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
There you go.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, much better.
Thanks. I had to do an alt tab a couple times to get there.
Hey guys, I was just listening to your show and you were mentioning a bridge to jump off of. I think you were talking about the New River Gorge Bridge.
Oh, that!
I've had opportunity to whitewater raft on that river, and it's a good time, and it's a big, tall bridge, something like, 800 meters above the river. But anyway, that's what you guys are talking about. 101.
You're talking about a bridge to jump off of?
Yeah, that's the...
I can't take it anymore!
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. I went under. Here's a picture of it. You can just search for New River Bridge, you'll find it. Yeah, it's huge, huge bridge. And looks like they just celebrated their 29th year. How about that? The bridge walk. Well, there's a lot of people on there. Very cool.
Turn off that bloody machine. Anyway.
What?
It's been a while since I've been on the show. So
K.O.
Just wanted to say hi to you all. I'm using a service called MovieBox. It's pretty cool. I'm currently in Iowa now doing some training, so that's what I've been up to. Haven't been on the computer lately to listen to Technorama, but it sucks.
For shame.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
We forgive.
No, I don't.
She's going to have a lot of catching up to do, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait, has she not been listening to anything, or just says she hasn't?
It sounds like anything.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Now, isn't that a little weird? If she hasn't been listening to the show, we mentioned that not too long ago.
What did we mention?
Well, we said, well, where's Kay out?
Yeah.
We weren't even broadcasting, were we? I think we may have talked about it in the car.
She's psychic.
Ooh.
We asked where a lot of people were. Well,
quick, call Dean Haglin again.
I'll tell you, there were some pretty bizarre discussions going on that drive from San Francisco to L.A.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of us is ever going to be the same again.
Yeah. Come on.
We will get a snippet of that out to the listeners in a couple of weeks when you've had time to, you know, kind of calm down after all the volume of stuff we've been putting out.
You know what? I will never be able to watch Wrath of Khan again.
Dude, that's just standard fare for the way we used to watch movies. I mean, Wizard of Oz has been warped since I was a kid.
Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. Okay, I will never be able to watch that again because I had a good time in the car just not having to look at it, just hear it. And we were kidding around because we knew exactly what was going on.
Right.
And but today, me and Harrison were in Kohl's, and we walked over, and they had a Hallmark display with the new ornaments they're going to be coming out with this year, right?
Yeah.
And you know they always got the Star Wars and the Star Trek ones in there. So I was looking around, and I saw this the future Enterprise D with the three nacelles.
Yeah.
Hit the button, and it lights up. I was like, that's cool. I looked over. Here's the Wrath of Khan scene, the bridge of the Enterprise, and there's Khan's picture on the little. It's just
hello, Kirk, my old friend.
Well, I hit the button. He says, "Kirk, you know, I give you 1 minute." And I was like, "What?" And then you hit it again, and there's a few fire. You know, I was like, "Oh man, I so want to get this now."
So. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was pretty cool, and I was like, "Harrison, listen to this." He kept playing the one that had the Star Wars and the Millennium Falcon taken off from Mos Eisley. And he kept hitting that, and it was, and just played the theme song. I'm like, I had to wait till it was finished so I could listen to Khan again.
Good times.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars versus Star Trek all over again.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Craig. Philip from Australia here.
Hey.
Craig, I too have one of those Star Trek Everything I Learned About Life posters. It's framed and hanging above my bed. It's really great.
Yeah.
And why, yes, I am single. Why do you ask?
How's the temperature in the basement of your mom's house? Hey, but that's a cool poster. You never seen one, Chuck, really?
Does he need to change his call sign while he's in the U.S.? He's not Philip from Australia.
Well, he's originally...
He's in San Diego this weekend.
Hey, he should be Philip in USA.
He could be Roman Philip.
Hello, I'm Philip from in America. He's making the tour.
You don't sound like you're from Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to get in touch with him because I'm curious to find out how the workshop went. When he visited the PNME, then he went to San Diego for a photo workshop with Chris Marquardt from Tips of the Top Floor. And
yep.
I'm curious how that turned out because I think he's actually been on one before, so it may not be that big of a stretch to visit one again. But anyway, Chris is actually traveling around the U.S. doing some of the workshops, and he stopped by the expo. But I'm curious to find out how that went.
See if you can catch him on Skype. He was there just before we started recording, and he said, "I learned a lot."
Oh, maybe we'll have to get him to call in and give us an update.
All right. There you go.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is the Shadowbird Jeremy K.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Archangel SGC this week. Why the SGC? It's for Stardate Command because in 2 days from when I'm sending this voicemail, that's October the 9th, the Stargate SG-1 complete series collection box set is coming. coming out. I've seen the commercials for it. I've seen it up for pre-order on Amazon. The thing looks awesome. 54 DVDs.
Yikes.
A box set. That's freaking insane. I'm wishing I had the money to shell out for it. I mean,
why is he so excited about it? He's not going to be able to buy it.
Stargate's one of the longest running modern sci-fi.
It's only $3 in Malaysia.
Series, so. So, you know, I'm aghast. And
put yourself together, boy.
Breathe, breathe.
Set coming out. I just wish I could afford it. Because it's like $230, something like that.
Okay, enough groveling. We can't help you.
On Amazon. So, for those of you Stargate SG-1 fans out there, two more days before the big, complete series collection comes out. So,
isn't
that's
that
all.
Hey, this voicemail brought to you by Amazon.com.
And as Skills would say, indeed. Bye.
Isn't that about the, how many seasons do they have? 10? 12?
Yeah, about, was it 10? I think it's 10.
But you know, what was Star Trek Next Generation? 7? 8?
Each one's been 7 except for, well, there was 3, and then Next Generation was 7. DS9 was 7.
The Star Trek Next Generation has like 8 seasons, and they have DVD box sets. I had a guy who used to work with us that would loan me, like, here's season 6.
Here you go. Star Trek The Next Generation, the complete series, had just came out, the complete one, just like he's talking about. The SG-1 was $230. This is $304, which that's not too bad. I wouldn't mind. You know, I would consider that, you know, like tax time if I had a little extra dough. I might do that, but cause I really like Next Generation.
That'd take a long time to go through and catch up, though.
Hey, here you go. Wow. Right down before, he says, better together. And, you know, Amazon is so good at knowing what you might buy and get you a deal on. Here you go. Here's the Next Generation and SG-1 The Complete Series together for $535.
Wow.
How did they know?
In case you don't want that iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. We got one more, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. I forgot this earlier when I called. This is Jeremy Kay again.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Chuck, on being named the co-author of the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
Well, thank you very much.
Again.
I've got the first edition, and might be, I think it's more than likely going to be worth buying the second edition.
Oh, yes.
Edition just to see what additions that you've got to make to the book, Chuck. Because, in fact, I probably will end up buying the second edition as well, because, after all, it's what I did to both editions of Out and Brown, so I'm just here for the food. So I'll probably end up getting the second version of Podcasting for Dummies as well. But congratulations on
that.
Thank you. So that's all. 101. Peace. Hey. Bye.
Chuck, I just had an idea.
Yes?
When the book comes out, we should have a virtual book signing.
I'll email you a signature. You can cut it out and paste it into your book. To my best friend.
To my BFF.
Rock on. 101.
Podcast on, brother. And you know what? I was kidding with Chuck. I said, okay, in every chapter, when you make a specific point on things to do, and on Technorama, we did this.
Actually, you know what I noticed as I was reading through the old one? They never say I or we.
Sure.
It's always referenced in the third person. You know, when T. Morris was doing Moravi, blah, 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 blah. One thing that Evo does is XYZ. You know, so it's always got to be in that third person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it'd be a little one-sided if you did that.
Yeah. Well, sure. You wouldn't know who was talking if they said I, because it is co-authored.
Well, keep in mind, will it be 4 years by the time the old one came out, or three?
What?
When the new one comes out.
3 years, 4 years from what?
From the original Podcasting for
Dummies. The original one was August or September of 2005, I believe it was. So it'll be almost 3.
So it'll be almost 3 years. So yeah, it would be worth getting a new version of it because there's going to be a lot.
So much has changed. So much. Yeah. Technically, this thing is going to be like a complete overhaul.
Now, the performance piece. Yeah.
T is doing the performance piece. I mean, pre-show prep is still going to be pretty much the same. You know, a lot of the performance, how to direct your voice, how to find your voice, that kind of stuff. We'll probably be getting a paint job touch up because there's a few things that have changed that he's learned that everybody has learned that we want to pass on.
And things we've taught T.
All right. We're gonna wrap it up then. That takes care of the show. We really appreciate you listening. Listener feedback, if you want to get a hold of us, you can contact us on the listener line, 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. You can also reach us on the Skype listener line. Just add ChuckChat to your Skype buddy list. If you don't know what Skype is, go to Skype, SKYPE.com, and download a copy. It's free. You can call your friends around the world, computer to computer, for 000. Or if you want to make some real cheap phone calls and call people on landline, you can do that too. There's always the website, chuckchat.com, for all the rest of the information. We got lots of stories showing up there during the week. Don't forget, visit the website or subscribe with your favorite RSS reader. Marv is doing an awesome job since he got back to Hawaii. I'm not doing an awesome job. Apparently one of us still is recuperating from a trip.
I'm still getting over a little jet lag, man. I don't know why.
It took me all week. I think it was till Saturday before I finally got back in the saddle.
You know, I'm at work like in zombie mode.
I always have a hard time traveling west.
Yeah, I did take.
Never have a hard time going east.
I mean, I took an unusual nap today. I hardly ever take a nap.
And then next summer we're going to Hawaii. That'll be oh so fun to come back from.
Hey, guess what? Speaking of zombies. I'm ready for Halloween, man. I'm not wearing a costume, but when we go trick-or-treating, I got a special shirt for it. Okay, glows in the dark. Ready for this?
Yeah.
The shirt says, "Warning, I am a brain-eating zombie. Don't worry, you're safe."
Ooh! And with that, we're going to bid every a farewell. Again, thanks to Madmar for providing all the great blog content. Scott Reynolds and, I'd thank Ustream, but they're kind of petering out this time. Scott Reynolds provides us with our modest live stream going on Sunday nights. If you happen to be around, we hope you can join us there and in the chat room that we also have at freenode.net. Channel name is Pound Technorama. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with farpointmedia.net, who has been in the news quite a bit in the last week. You can find out all the great shows at Farpoint Media. They're growing like gangbusters. What were they, 72 different shows last I checked?
Oh, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and still going. I mean, I think they were out passing out business cards and recruiting more people and hosts and things to the network. It's going to be a great time. We look forward to the things in the year ahead with them. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just because it says subscribe doesn't mean it costs you anything. Drop us an email and we'll tell you how you can do that. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. If you like it, chances are they will too. It's a geek's favorite waste of time. Binary high five?
Yes, 101. Y'all come back now, you hear?